Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM iSeries Nation Getting Started with WebSphere conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn the call over to your host, Kevin Larson. Please go ahead.
Great. Thank you. Greetings, everyone. Thank you again for joining us this week. This is the WebSphere Getting Started with WebSphere series of conference calls. This is a series of 8 telecons where we show you how to quickly and easily get started with WebSphere technology to help bring new value into your business with your iSeries server. This week, we're going to be talking about how to get started with WebSphere Portal. WebSphere Portal you can assume to be a desktop environment within your web browser and within which you can consolidate access to information, people, processes, and business applications. Anna Sue Parker, who is in our Advanced Technology Center, will be taking you through how to get started with WebSphere Portal very quickly and easily. Anna Sue?
Thank you very much, Kevin. Hello, everyone. I'm Anna Sue Parker, and I work for the iSeries Advanced Technical Support Team. I have teamed with Marcella Adon, who works for the iSeries Technical Enablement Center, to create this presentation on getting started with WebSphere Portal Express Server on iSeries. The getting started topic for today, we'll discuss this product. During the next hour, we'll discuss business areas that Portal technology addresses, explain the various products in the Portal family, and how we get started with the implementation of Portal on iSeries. So let's start with page 3. Information has been pushed to different end users in the form of new services, capabilities, and collaboration opportunities that were unthinkable years ago. While this offered new levels of productivity and business opportunity, it has created islands of disjointed resources that introduce administration and end-user access challenges, such as too much data, too many passwords, too many applications that don't integrate. The challenge is how to take all these opportunities, these sometimes disconnected and overwhelming assets, and seamlessly deliver them to users when they need them, so that the users can focus on their role in the business process rather than focusing on technology. Providing portal solutions can address these concerns. As we move to page 4, while many definitions exist for portal, I would like to define it in the terms of the functionality it provides. At a high level, a portal provides a single point of personalized interactions with applications, content, processes, and people. The single point of access eases the usage and administration burden while personalizing customized interaction to a variety of resources improves your user productivity. The portal technology can be targeted to many different user communities, including your corporate employees, providing them access to key business resources in the form of business enterprise portal. We can support trading partners and suppliers to help them integrate directly with your ordering, distribution, or inventory systems, for example, to form a business-to-business type portal. Or we can target clients, your clients, by providing them easy-to-use environment to access products, services, support information when they need it. And this is basically forming a business-to-consumer type portal. As part of the IBM's WebSphere software platform, IBM WebSphere Portal family of products allows people to interact with this on-demand world in a personalized way. It offers secure, single point of access through the web to information, business applications, and other people inside and outside an e-business. But by providing a portal solution, you can improve productivity, cut costs, and strengthen relationships. Now, how do I know this? Well, if we move on to the next page, on page 5, here in IBM, we communicate with you, our customers, we present solutions, we collaborate with other team members, we track our sales opportunities, we're always on the go, traveling somewhere, and so our typical desktop consists of a lot of fat clients accessing many line of business applications, such as our CRM, our customer relationship management Siebel application, online travel applications, web conferencing. We need all of these to accomplish our jobs. IBM has been a perfect example. We're a great candidate for implementing WebSphere Portal and creating our on-demand workplace. If we move to the next page, page 6, here's the result of our transformation of our corporate information technology assets, basically creating, based on portal technology, our on-demand workplace, a real-world portal used by thousands of IBM employees across the world. This portal is personalized to the IBM employee. For example, we see here a snapshot of Kevin Larson's portal page in the on-demand workplace. It's customizable so we can work with the applications and information resources that are relevant to each of our areas of responsibilities. Since it's accessible via a standard web browser, not requiring other software on the employee's workstation, the maintenance costs to IBM were lowered while the employee's productivity and personal empowerment are increased. Now, the power of Portal is greatly in part by the use of something called portlets. A portlet is an application that is hosted by the portal. Several portlets are assembled. For example, here on this page, they're assembled into a portal page by the portal. Notice on this page on the right side, we have a People Finder portlet. This is basically our Blue Pages application that's our company-wide address book, for example, so I can look up other folks in the company. Also notice on this page we have other portlets for news feeds or local information. In this example, local information of Rochester. As we move to page 7, this slide shows the internal architecture of WebSphere Portal products. Basically, it's made up of internal components. At the heart of Portal, there are three basic components. The first one, J2EE, which is Java 2 Platform Enterprise Edition, refers to WebSphere Application Server, which is based on J2EE standards. The WebSphere Application Server is the underlying platform that WebSphere Portal resides on. It provides services that all J2EE applications rely on, and since WebSphere Portal is a J2EE application, it takes advantages of these services. Another component is the portlet container and services. It's where all of our portal applications actually run. It's a layer on top of the traditional web container that runs the portlet API. It provides built-in services for administration of your application, access control, perhaps collaboration, or search capabilities. And the last component is the page aggregation. Think of this as the look and feel. This is a servlet that acts as the brains of the portal, understanding who is trying to access the portal, determining the authorization to portal resources, constructing portal page, and invoking each application that is determined to be needed by the user. All of the products in the portal family have this core architecture. Speaking of the portal family, let's move to page 8. The WebSphere Portal family encompasses a suite of different products and software components. Portal is available in an Express Plus Editions, and Enable and Extend Editions. Today on OS 400 or i5 OS, WebSphere Portal Express and Express Plus version 5.0.2 is available to provide the middleware, development, tools, and ready-to-deploy applications to help you create your first portal. Okay? There is, you'll notice on the left side, there are two other pieces of the portal family, the Extend and Enable editions, that are available on other platforms. Don't forget, your iSeries does run other operating systems if you need some of these other products. There is also a statement of direction for Portal Enable to run on OS 400 or i5 OS. Let's move on to page 9. How do we get started with implementing a portal solution on OS 400 or i5 OS? We actually announced our Portal version 5 product, Portal Express version 5 product, support for iSeries back in the end of 2003. In 2004, at the beginning, we actually brought out this product to run on the iSeries. Let's move on to discuss the specific products available on the iSeries, some packaging, and some other functionality included. Page 10. IBM WebSphere Portal Express and Express Plus for iSeries, again, version 5.0.2, can be deployed on iSeries servers that run either OS 400 version 5 release 2 or i5OS version 5 release 3. While leveraging the power of Portal and ease of use features, the iSeries integrates simplified Portal configuration and administration features that are not found on other platforms, allowing you to quickly deploy and configure your first Portal. Bundled application and other components allow you to manage your documents, collaborate with users, and share other information. And there are flexible licensing options on iSeries, for example, licensing per users or per CPU. They allow you to create a flexible portal targeted toward your specific user base. In addition, if you order an iSeries 825, 870, 890, or an eServer i5 520 Enterprise Edition, we include a 20 user license of Portal Express Plus. I think of this as try before you buy type of offering. Also, on the i5 550 with Enterprise Edition, we include a 40 user license of Express Plus, and on the 570 and above Enterprise Editions, we include a 60 user license of Portal Express Plus. As I mentioned, later in 2005, we do plan to provide WebSphere Portal enable versions to support iSeries. As we move to page 11, the software components required to deploy the Portal framework include middleware, development tools, and ready-to-deploy applications. As iSeries is an integrated platform for IBM, many of the software components are already integrated, tested, and ready to use, reducing the effort needed to build your first portal. These components here are colored in blue. Notice we have the OS 400 operating system that bundles core technologies needed for e-business applications such as your HTTP server powered by Apache, which includes the wizard, the IBM Web Administration for iSeries wizards. We include directory services, which is based on LDAP protocol, and of course the DB2 universal database for iSeries. All this is shown here again in blue. Portal Express includes enabling components and resources to help you build your first portal. And notice here in the purple is the core WebSphere application server with enterprise enablement, as well as the WebSphere portal server. Now, I wanted to note here, WebSphere application server refers to the WebSphere application version base or network deployment. This does not refer to the WebSphere Application Server Express product. To provide this underlying support, we include an added piece to the WebSphere Application Server, some added code called the Enterprise Enablement to support our portal server. All this provides the framework for the portal to integrate with your HTTP server, to process portal requests from the web browser. The portal server also communicates with the directory services or Domino LDAP server for user authentication and DB2 universal database for portal configuration information. Resources included with WebSphere Portal Express give you a working portal right out of the box. We also include business portlets to allow you to portal enable different business productivity applications. We've included to integrate with your Lotus Collaboration products, if you already have some Lotus products installed, and we're using the Lotus Collaborative portlets in this case, and the collaborative components. Also included is the Collaboration Center, which is an environment composed of portlets to make it easier to organize, build, and deploy collaborative intranet and employee portals. To develop custom portlets, the IBM Portal Toolkit that you see on the left-hand side of your screen, that's also in purple, is included for developing, testing, debugging, and deploying portlets. And this can be a plug-in to WDSC. If you don't have WDSC, you also include it as a restricted license of WebSphere Studio Site Developer that you can also use with the Portal Toolkit. Portal Express Plus product includes all of the components of Portal Express, since it is a superset of Portal Express, but it also adds key applications for collaboration. These are colored in yellow here on this slide. Restricted use license of Lotus Enterprise, Domino Enterprise Server, Lotus Instant Messaging and Web Conferencing. We know that commonly at the same time. Lotus Team Workplace, formerly known as QuickPlace, are all included to integrate with the collaborative portlets and collaborative components. Now that we've gone over the components that make up a portal solution, let's move on to slide 12, and how do you get started with installation and configuration. We're going to discuss some different installation modes as well as configuration choices and using the web administration throughout the rest of the presentation. So let's move on to page 13. There was a portal version 4, and it was supported on the iSeries. It wasn't very popular. We've noticed popularity has increased greatly with the Portal Express version 5 product on iSeries. But one of the things about Portal version 4 that was hard to install and configure. So to meet one of our customer requirements to simplify installation, simplify configuration, maintenance, and hardware sizing, IBM focused on integration and ease of use. IBM provides the workload estimator to help you estimate an iSeries configuration that's right for your unique portal requirements. This no-charge online tool will help you estimate a system configuration to meet current requirements as well as provide future growth. Product installation has enhanced with familiar look and feel of the install shield that's basically the same install shield on other platforms. By just a few clicks of a mouse, you can start down the path of quick and painless installation process. And that's just for installation. Also for configuration, developed specifically for iSeries and integrated into IBM administration iSeries product, web administration for iSeries product, a configuration wizard, gets your first portal up and running quickly. But before we start discussing configuration and installation, you must first go through some planning stages for portal installation. I cannot emphasize enough how important planning is in getting what I call getting all your ducks in a row. Let's start with page 14. We have a couple of Red Books. I encourage you to go out to the Red Book site and obtain these Red Books. One of them is called the WebSphere Portal Express and Express Plus version 5 for the iSeries server. This is a very detailed, it's fairly new Red Book. I think it came out last fall. Very detailed, comprehensive Red Book and that also has some examples. To complement that Red Book, there's a Lotus Collaboration and Portal Integration Red Book for those of you who are integrating with some of our Lotus collaborative products. Don't forget, for documentation, we also have InfoCenter. So I encourage you, at the end of the presentation, you'll see a list of websites. The InfoCenter website is listed there as well. Let's move to page 15. On this page, we talk about minimum hardware requirements. How big of a machine do you need to install and configure and run Portal Express? Basically, we're looking for a 750 CPW class of machine. That's per Portal server instance, with 2 gig of memory per instance and 500 meg of disk space. Now, when I say per portal instance, what I'm referring to, for example, if you have a portal server instance that's running your production, and maybe you have a server instance that runs test, each one of those would require 750 minimum CPW. Don't forget, now these are just minimums for the portal server itself. If you're using other applications on this machine, we encourage you to make sure you properly size this using Workload Estimator and perhaps even services from our TechLine group to make sure we include all the workloads. Let's move on to page 16. Here are some software prereqs for the portal server code. I think the first item on the list lists your OS 400 version 5 release 2. Also, make a note there that also includes version 5 release 3 as well. Also, make sure you have this prereq software list met for your portal server. Note, there's a website for portal documentation. I encourage you to go to these websites to get the latest up-to-date information. Also notice on this page, the program product called 5733WS5, that's your WebSphere application server, and it does need to be installed and running prior to the portal server. Now, this product, the 5733WS5, is bundled with your portal server product and CDs, so you do get the support. It just makes sure it's installed before you install your portal server. Okay, WebSphere Application Server Base is supported, as well as WebSphere Application Server Network Deployment. And again, option 10 or option 11 is the added piece of WebSphere Application Server called Enterprise Enablement. As we move to page 17, part of planning is obtaining the proper PTS information. I cannot emphasize enough that probably 90% of the problems that people face on the install and configuration result from improper planning and not getting all the proper fixes on your system. So make sure you do obtain, go to the links that you see listed in the presentation and obtain the proper fix information, and that includes the latest QEMS on your system as well as other group PTS. All right, as we move to page 18, here's some prereqs for that added-on piece of WebSphere application code needed to support portal called Enterprise Enablement. Again, you need WebSphere application server installed, and then installing the Enterprise Enablement, and also there's a group PTS that apply to not only the application server, but also this Enterprise Enablement piece. Notice at the bottom of here, of page 18, there is a website listed that is what I call a very key website. And if we move on to the next page, page 19, you'll see a snapshot of this website. In this presentation, if you have it printed out, I encourage you to dog-ear this page. Or if you online, you might want to slide, cut, and paste this website onto your browser and bookmark it. This is the main WebSphere portal on iSeries website here on page 19 of your presentation. I encourage you to make sure you go to this website. Number one, it has great information. If you look at the various tasks or tabs here, overview, key benefits, products, getting started, a key tab here is the support tab. Under that tab, there are subtabs. One is for fixes. As you see, the snapshot of the page here on page 19 is a snapshot of the fixes page that tell you all the latest fix packs that are supported with the latest portal product. The latest version of the portal product that's available today is version 5.0.2.2. Okay? And notice also at the bottom of the page that there are several tables because we are supporting on OS 400 version 5 release 2 and i5OS version 5 release 3. make sure you go through and almost use this as a matrix to see what OS version as well as what portal code version, and then go look at all the fixes that are needed, all the group PTFs that are needed for the version you have. Again, I cannot emphasize enough to make sure you note this website and go to the fix page. So we move on to page 20. Again, part of the planning is when you do get your product, perhaps it's packaged with an Enterprise Edition, check, make sure you have the proper CDs. You need, there's a setup CD, CDs for install is your setup CD, and CD2 for the actual portal server. There's also a group of CDs for the portal toolkit, as well as there's a several CDs for WebSphere application server that are included, and also the enterprise enablement. Again, you see lots of websites here you can reference to go verify all the information. So move to page 21. Before we begin installation, that I'll cover here in the presentation, I want to talk about one more piece of the planning that you need to select, and that's planning for the install of doing a local install or a remote install. Now, first of all, I will cover the installation of the WebSphere Application Server Enterprise Enablement piece and the WebSphere Portal Server. I will talk about remote install of both of these products. I will not talk about in this presentation today the installation of WebSphere Application Server. All that information can be found either in the Info Center or there's also WebSphere Application Server Redbook for iSeries. But prior to install, we have all your information and you've checked all your CDs and you have your group PTFs. You need to decide when you get ready to do the install, are you going to do a local install, which means you put your CD actually in your iSeries CD drive, and you basically log into QShell and run some install commands, or will you do a remote install from your Windows workstation, either Windows 2000 or an XP workstation. Caution here, do not use Windows NT. That's from experience, that does not properly install your portal product. So make sure you do use Windows 2000 or an XP workstation. And again, you put your installation CDs in your remote workstation, and then you'll be using some GUI or Install Wizards install shields to do the install that way. So, select either local or remote. I've done both, and they both work quite well. So we move on to page 22. Let's start talking about installation. Here's kind of a quick overview, several steps. Think of this as a checklist. We start out making sure, we've already talked about making sure our hardware and software prereqs are met, get QM fixes on our system, get other group PTFs, perhaps for DB2 or other system group PTFs installed. Then you install the WebSphere application server, version 5, either base or network deployment. And there's always group PTFs that will be needed to be added to your WebSphere application server. And so make sure you install the group PTS for what? I recommend to stop at this point and maybe test your WebSphere application server. Maybe even create a simple WAS instance, server instance, and run maybe the Snoop servlet to make sure all that is working. We also need to add the enterprise enablement piece to our WebSphere application server, and that's again, either option 10 or option 11 of 5733 WS5. And then we have a group PTF that's added to that. And that group PTF is called the WebSphere Portal Express Plus Service Pack. Okay, again, all this information is found at the main portal website for iSeries that I talked about a couple of slides ago. Then we finally install our actual Portal Express server code. Okay, so let's move on to page 23 and begin with the install of the Enterprise Enablement of WebSphere Application Server on the previous page, that would be starting with step four. And we're assuming WebSphere application server is installed and already properly tested. Again, you can choose a local or remote. This is an example of a remote install of the Enterprise Enablement for WAS. First, you would go out and end your subsystem of your WebSphere application server. Okay, then insert your CD and your PC drive, and basically install Shield Wizard comes up and prompts you for an iSeries system name, an ID, and a password. Now, the ID and password do need to have all object and job control authority. Okay? Also, it'll prompt you for what language is to be used for this wizard. So then we move on to page 24. After entering your ID, valid ID and password, you'll receive a welcome screen. And then click Next, and then you get a license agreement screen that says, yes, you will accept that. Click Next and move on to page 25 of the presentation, and we'll receive next a prompt to select which version of the application server enterprise enablement we want to install. Option 10 is the option you use if you have WebSphere application server base installed, and option 11 if you're using network deployment. Once you select the proper option, you click Next. It will provide you a summary screen to verify that's what you want to install. Click Next, and the installation starts on page 26. During the install, you'll see a little progression bar, and also you'll see a note here that says the logging information and where that can be found. You might want to make note of that in case you need to go verify the installation or take a look at the log. Then you'll receive a confirmation panel that it was your WebSphere application server enterprise enablement was successfully installed. So we move on to page 27. We need to do a couple of things after that. First of all, we need to install the group PTF that goes with enterprise enablement. It's actually called the Portal Express and Express Plus Service Pack. You also can verify that the enterprise enablement got installed by actually going at the license program, and you should see 5733WS5 option 10 or option 11 installed. Okay? So let's move on to page 26. Okay? Now we've got the enterprise enablement installed, and we're ready to actually install the portal server code itself. And again, this is an example of a remote install of the portal server code. To retain the OS400 job log for remote graphical installation, change your job description for the remote command server job prior to installing portal by entering the change job description command. You also need to restart the remote command server and also verify your TCP/IP connections are working. Okay, you need to make sure you have the IP address and host name. Then insert your setup CD into your PC drive. Okay, and then on a Windows environment, you will need to go locate a file called install400.bat from the CD. Let's move to page 29. You will execute the install400.bat file. That's actually from your setup CD. And then if auto run, usually it might start it automatically, but make sure you run the install400.bat. And then again, you will be prompted, like before, for system name, user ID, and password and language. Once you log in, you'll see an install shield. Again, this is an install shield that is common on other platforms. It'll prompt you for present you with a welcome page and ask you if you'd like to launch an info center. If you click Next, you'll get again the license agreement information. Click Next on that. If we move to page 31 of our presentation, to the install configuration options screen. Because this is a common installer shield for all our platforms, Here on this screen, you will receive two options, an install-only option and an install and configure. We encourage our customers to select the install-only option and use the portal configuration wizard that we have included with the Web Administration for iSeries to do the configuration. So, again, select install-only from the screen, and we'll do the configuration later. If you install the install and configure, it would do more checking, and you'd be prompted for some more information. So in this example, we're going to select install only, and again, this is what we recommend to our customers. So let's go to the next slide, page 32. At this point, if we select install only, the installer program actually performs a prereq checking. It will check to see you've got the proper OS 400 version, make sure Portal is not already installed, for example. Then it will present you with a screen to verify that Portal Express is ready to install, and you click Next. On page 33, the install of Portal Express is actually on two CDs. There's a setup CD, and as you insert this setup CD and you click Next, once that CD has completed its install, it will prompt you for a second CD, the number 2 CD. And you put that into your Windows workstation and click Next, and it finishes the installation. You can, as we move on to page 34, you can monitor your installation progress till the installation is finished. You should get a successful installation successful message. And note there's also a log that it's logging information. You can click on Finish, and that will close the install shield. And moving on to page 35, how do you know if this portal server gets installed? Because you cannot go to Display Software Resources or Display Install License Program, you won't see a license program product installed for Portal. A couple of ways you can go check. One is through iSeries Navigator. Using iSeries Navigator, we can display the software products that are currently installed on your system. Basically, go into Navigator, select the iSeries systems, then select inventory to collect the inventory, and then check software. If we look at the next page, page 36, here's a screenshot of using iSeries Navigator. And notice that you see the WebSphere portal server here installed under software inventory. All right. Now, let's move on to page 37. This is a page that was put together after several installs, and basically we've listed some lessons learned here for product installation. Cannot emphasize enough the planning, reading, and carefully following the release notes and the information in Redbooks and Information Center. Make sure you size your hardware properly. And make sure you don't start this maybe at 5 in the afternoon if you've got to be somewhere at 6. You want to allow a few hours to complete the installation. We recommend for the first time or encourage you to use a test environment or maybe a separate partition to do your first installation. And again, follow the setup instructions to the word. Make sure you go through all steps and don't do like I've done sometimes and just do some of the steps because that can get you into trouble. So at this point, installation of the software is complete. Let's move on to talk about configuration. Moving on to page 38, we provide a portal wizard that allows users to easily get Portal up and run, a configuration wizard. There are, if you look at the iSeries portal, what has been documented, the wizard breaks down into easy 15 steps versus using other methods that are actually over 100 documented steps. The portal wizard for our configuration wizard for iSeries is very unique from other platforms. And so it makes configuration a lot easier because it's actually reducing the number of values that you actually have to go in and modify or create. Let's move on to page 39. Now, this page I probably should have maybe put into the planning session. There is a website here that gets you to the Portal Wizard worksheet. It's actually found in Info Center. I highly encourage you to get your hands on this worksheet because it contains all the parameters you will need as you walk through the configuration wizard. And the reason I say get this worksheet ahead of time, as you walk through here and you start noting all the parameters, again, perhaps this is before you go through the configuration wizard, it makes the wizard input flow much smoother when you have all these values at hand. Or if you have missed something along the way, you'll have that in place before you start your wizard. So it's a good checklist as well as a worksheet to work from to make your wizard input flow smooth and quickly for your configuration. On page 40, again, we recommend that configuration be used, the portal wizard here in the web admin tool, for iSeries tool. After you install WebSphere Portal and you access your HTTP admin server, you will notice some new options that are listed under Common Task or here in the main window of the admin, web admin for iSeries. You see a couple of options here to create your new WebSphere portal. This wizard should look familiar to most of you if you've used the HTTP server on iSeries or you've created perhaps a WebSphere application server Express on iSeries. It's the same wizard, and we've enhanced it to provide the configuration and control of portals out of the same wizard. We do recommend that you select the Create WebSphere Portal. Notice there's also a one-step wizard. It includes no security, and many of the values are defaulted. I usually don't suggest that someone do this for the first time, although one step sounds easy, but because so many things are assumed and some default values are used, usually make a recommendation that someone who is experienced might use this, perhaps for a proof of concept to do your configuration, but not for the very first time. Okay, once you select Create WebSphere Portal, let's move on to page 41. It will take us into the configuration wizard. The first thing it asks for is to give a WebSphere application server name for your portal. So name the application server, typically a unique name, one you'll certainly identify as your portal server. And then click Next. And as we go to page 42, the next piece of information it needs is creating our HTTP server. I recommend to create a new HTTP server powered by Apache. You could use an existing one, but in your first time through, I suggest creating a new HTTP server specifically for this portal. Click Next, and we'll be asked for a server name as well as the IP addresses in which the server will listen on and the port number. Clicking on Next, we are asked for some internal ports that are used by the application server. We need a range of 12 consecutive ports. Application servers have internal services such as something called Simple Object Application Protocol or the actual WebSphere application administrative console. All these are services that are provided by your application server and need available ports to run on. So specify port 12 port range here on this page. Click Next, and you will go to page 44 here in your presentation. And a DB2 database will be created for your portal. So you can select to have the database created locally or remote, and give your database a name. We click Next. We'll be asked for a user ID and password for this database, and I suggest to go ahead and create a new one. Okay, we'll move on to page 45 of the presentation. Notice here that to access a portal, you will be using your browser and typing in a URL. You'll see here a default URL and a home path as well as a personalized path. So to access your portal server, you will need these URLs. Okay? You can modify this if you'd like. If we move on to the next page, some folks use proxies. So configure a proxy if you have a proxy server at need, in case you need to access content outside the intranet, you can specify the host name of the proxy here. If we go on to the next page, page 46, this is a very key part of your configuration. WebSphere Portal is shipped with a number of portlets in the product. For example, administrative portlets and themes and skins, all those are there by default. Business portlets, portal document manager portlets, collaborative portlets are all there by default. So working with your first portal server for the first time, I recommend to keep it simple. Maybe you want to only select the business portlets, for example. They allow you to access some data, some external news feed, weather, maybe other partner applications before you add other portlet support. Also, notice here that if you have iSeries Access installed with the new iSeries Access portlet support, that will show up as an option here as well. So you can add your iSeries Access portlets to do 5250 or perhaps database or printer spool file access. Quick note about Collaboration Center. Notice here it's disabled or grayed out. It's because Collaboration Center must be installed and configured. Collaboration Center can be found in the portlet catalog, and you'll see the web link for that in a few more slides. It can be downloaded. It has its own installation and configuration tool that's contained in the product. So, also on this page, if you click on Lotus Collaborative Portlets, you will see as we go to the next slide, you will need more information. The collaborative portlets allow you to access your Domino server, your SameTime, or QuickPlace server. So you will be prompted for more information as you see here on page 47. For example, you will need the name of your SameTime server or your QuickPlace server. Again, these have to be configured. It will actually go out and check to see if those are valid server names. All right, as we move on to page 48, notice here we need to secure our portal server with the LDAP. You can select not secure this, or you can say yes, secure it with LDAP, and you will need information on your LDAP server. So make sure as you go through your planning worksheet, one of the things you might discover is you need to go and configure your LDAP server and make sure you have your administrator password available as you go through this wizard. Okay, so you'll need more information on LDAP. As we move on to page 49, some other information you may need and some configuration points here include single sign-on to reduce authentication. Our single sign-on support also includes using the Enterprise Identity Mapping product, our EIM, and supporting identity tokens. Also, we can extend the LDAP server to contain more information in a repository with the lookaside database. So we have several types of configuration areas that we can configure as we go through the wizard here. Okay? Some of these things, if you're going through for the very first time and bringing up your portal for the very first time, you may not want to enable security. You may not want to enable single sign-on or things like that. You may just want to keep it simple. But again, use your worksheet as a good guide to see where you want to go. As we move on to the next page, page 50, we're here at the summary page. where it's for configuration of your first portal. You'll see tabs here on the summary page for the application server, HTTP server, the portal server, security, if you configure security, and deploying portlets. You can verify all your parameters. Notice there's a URL on which you would, once the configuration is finished, the URL in which you will access your portal is noted there. Also on the right hand of the screen, notice you can print this summary if you need to keep a record of it. Also, let's move to page 51. If you want to modify anything while you're here on this summary page, you can view, for example, in this example, verify the portlets that you want to be deployed. If you deployed something you didn't mean to deploy, you can click the back button and certainly make some changes. Come back to the summary screen and click on Finish. When you click on Finish, it will create the servers, your application server, portal server, your HTTP server, create your security, your database, user ID, and deploy portlets. And this could take a couple of hours, depending on your hardware you're running on and the number of portlets you have decided to deploy. As we move to page 52, once your portal is configured and created, we can go into the Manage tab of servers, and we can manage all servers, and we can manage our application servers. Notice in this list, under the version, you'll see at the very bottom there, a WAS 5.0 portal server is now created, and we can click on, and this is where you can start and stop and actually click on the portal itself as we move into page 53 on actually managing this portal. Now, again, the web administration for iSeries is a unique wizard for iSeries for creating your portal server and controlling and starting and stopping. But for portal administration, we actually have another wizard that actually packaged with Portal once your portal is configured. It's called the Portal Administrator Wizard and actually made up of a bunch of portlets. We move to page 54. Basically, to do administration of your portal, we have a group of portlets that provide portal administration. Okay, for user group management, application, page layout, design, user groups, permissions, mapping. Let's move to page 55, and here's an example of, this is a browser-based, inside, once your portal is started and up and running, you can go to your portal website, log in, and access this administrative portal administrator, and access the function here. Depending on authority, you can have access to the portal user interface to manage pages and themes, portlets to install, manage applications, manage portlets. You can handle access and define users and groups and permissions. You can do set up certain settings on what clients and some global settings and URL mapping. And certainly there is some tracing and analysis that can be used from this portal administrator. And I know in upcoming versions, even this administrator will have more enhanced functions. Okay, let's move on to page 56. I know we're running close to time, but I do want to talk about a couple of areas. You have a portal installed, you have it configured, you have it up and running, so what do you do with it? There are many out-of-the-box scenarios supported within Portal. Let's move on to page 57. We have these wonderful install wizards, but we have a great group of administrative portlets. We just talked about collaborative portlets, newsroom portlets, productivity portlets that are included, collaboration, web clipping portlets that are included right out of the box of Portal, which means no extra stuff to buy, ready to use, pre-configured document management, collaboration, basic content type publishing, ready to use portlets, ready to go. Also, integration to back-end data and applications, which is very key for our iSeries customers. and that's the area I want to take a look at in our last few minutes here of our session. Okay, as we move to page 58, iSeries clients are encouraged to leverage information technologies within this portal, including business data managed by DB2, our universal database on iSeries, and 5250 applications. For example, there is something called My Queries Report Portlet, which runs SQL queries. That's included within our portal product. It's actually an SQL wizard. There's also iSeries clients may want to modernize some 5250 applications to be used within the web browser, within our portal here. WebSphere Host Access Transformation Server, HATS, as well as the web-facing tool, both have portlet capability provided by the tools for HATS and web-facing, all found in WDSC. And hopefully in the previous Getting Started sessions, you heard about some of that support. Also, the latest iSeries Access family has portlet support. The iSeries Access for Web portlets allow iSeries operating system functions and resources from a browser or a portal interface. Let's take a look here at the next page, page 59, and actually the next three pages are examples of using the iSeries Access portlets that have been deployed here in a portal. Here on page 59 is an example of viewing a database table that is part of the iSeries Access portlet. Okay? Also, if we move on to the next page, page 60, this page shows a 5250 portlet accessing applications running on your iSeries. On page 61, this displays a printer output portlet. Okay, again, supplied with iSeries Access web portlets. Also, I want to point out a capability here on this page. Notice there's some little down arrow icons. And you see here one has been selected, and it says Send to iSeries Printer Output Viewer Portlet. Basically, this is using a technology called Click to Action, or using cooperative portlets that allow you to loosely couple these various applications and integrate right here on the screen for a more productive user interface. So I just want to say there are many, many other features that are included in the portal for collaboration. I didn't even really get into accessing email and instant messaging, single sign-on. We can personalize and customize the portal pages by groups, by users. There's document management and content management capability as well. Move to page 62. You see there is a workplace, a portlet and Lotus Workplace catalog website that has 1,000 or more of portlets that are downloadable. Some of, or take you to websites. Some of these are free. Some of them you pay for. Some of them are services. Some of them are trial. But certainly encourage you, because many of your partners' products you may see listed here on the portal workplace catalog. Let's move on and wrap up starting with page 63 on where can you get more information. Moving on to page 64, a well-kept secret is something called our IBM Web Lectures, and we include the iSeries College here. There's a recent wonderful lecture on portal that has been added to this iSeries College. Marcella Adan is very key and her team on putting this web lecture out there. So kind of follow the steps here and make sure you get registered to enter into the iSeries College. As we move on to page 65, selecting WebSphere on iSeries. And what you want to look for is building a total solution out of the box with IBM WebSphere Portal Server. And when you go into that, you can download a zipped file that contains a presentation that's more detailed than this presentation, and also demonstrations are contained there as well. If you like that, send your cards and letters to Marcella, and hopefully we can do more of this type of information out on the web. Also, there are a couple of classes listed here on page 66. I encourage you that as you get started, there is an implementation and administration class, and a key point here is they both have hands-on, and they're offered through IBM Education. Page 67, for questions on Webster products on iSeries, including Portal Express and Express Plus, our business partners are encouraged to leverage the Virtual Innovation Center, or the VIC. Also, on page 68, many websites are listed here. I've talked about most of these for you to access. As we wrap up here on page 69, how do you make a portal project worthwhile? I encourage you to take a look at your various communities, deliverables, different roles within your environment, and maybe target a portal community that has certain needs or levels of interaction or collaboration, and determine which business process and transactions would need smoother work, or can be rendered for smoother work into a portal to allow portal content, transaction, and collaborations to ease the work process. Last but not least, make the glass work for everyone. What I mean there, make it appealing, productive, and interactive. The portal technology is our next generation of e-business on-demand desktop. Okay. At this point, I'd like to turn the call over to our operator, Laura, and I would appreciate everybody's time today. Laura will have a question and a survey question, and then we'll return back for Q&A. Laura?
Thank you, Anna Sue. Like Anna Sue said, before we take your questions, we would like to conduct a brief survey. To participate, please press the star key followed by the digit that corresponds to your choice. Our question today is, on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find Anna Sue's chat? Please press star 1 if you found it very valuable, star 2 if you found it valuable, star 3 for somewhat valuable, or star 4 if you found it of no value. And we'll pause for just a moment to compile your responses. And that concludes our survey today. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. At this point, we'd like to move into our question and answer session. If you do have a question today, please signal us now by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, please press star 1 if you do have a question. And at this point, there are no names in the queue. Again, if you do have a question, please signal us by pressing star 1.
I do encourage you that there are emails at the front part of our presentation to Marcella or myself, and if you do have questions that come up later, you can drop us an email. Also, if you have problems, don't forget that you can call for support.
And Anna Sue, it appears there are no questions today.
Well, I would like to thank everyone for their time today and joining us in the Getting Started with WebSphere Portal, which is part of the Getting Started with WebSphere on iSeries of calls. I encourage you to join us next week at this time with the Getting Started with Web Services, in which Elena Lowry from IBM Rochester will be presenting. Our final call in this series will be 2 weeks from today with the Getting Started with WebSphere Performance Tuning. So we look forward to having you join our follow-on calls in the next couple of weeks. Thank you for your time today.
And with that, we'll conclude today's conference. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.